Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Welcome in to another episode of Inside Boxing Live. We're coming to you from the T-Mobile Media Tent, Spence Crawford. We just got back from the weigh-in. It was electric in there. I'm at a 12 right now. Chris Algieri is also at a 12, maybe a 13, maybe a 14, maybe even a 15. Chris, where are you at on the Richter scale?
I like 13. It's a hard luck number, and we got some hard luck to deal with tomorrow. So.
What a scene. All the talking is over. I thought both guys looked pretty comfortable up there. It was a ceremonial weigh-in. They did touch the scales earlier in the day. I would like to have seen what they looked like then, because yesterday at the press conference, I thought they obviously looked a little drained. They're getting up there in age, and this is a long time for them at 147. But today, up on the scale, what'd you see?
They look great, both of them. Spence looks huge. He's absolutely gigantic. We're saying he looks like an NFL running back. I mean, his lower body looks so strong and big. But Bud, I thought there was going to be a really big size disparity. It didn't really look that way. Bud looked really good. He looked lean. He looked strong. He's definitely a couple inches shorter. The reach, though, I don't know. I was looking at their arms. I don't know if Bud really has 2-inch reach advantage. I think
we said it in our preview. So.
I mean, that's what they're listed at, but it doesn't look that way.
Okay. Later on this episode, Keith Thurman stops by. He had a lot to say. You're really going to enjoy this interview. If you were excited about Spence Crawford, or you weren't excited about Spence Crawford...
Which, if you weren't, then I don't know what...
Yeah, you don't have a pulse. You. Thurman will take you to the next level. He was unbelievable. So that's coming up next. We're here because of PPV.com. We've been doing a lot of work with them, promoting this event. It's the best way to order a pay-per-view. It's the most convenient way. You can stream it on your phone, your TV, anywhere, your tablet. And not only that, we're going to be in the live interactive chat having ourselves a fight night party. Me, Chris, Lance Pugmire, the Dream Team. We will be there interacting with you, the fans, talking about what we see. Chris will give his input on what we see in the fight. So make sure to order this fight through pay-per-view, PPV.com. Join us in the live interactive chat, and we'll all have a great time. Chris, it's finally here, man. It's funny because this is the year we've been getting every big fight we've asked for, dreamed for as a fan. Tank Ryan, Benavidez Plant, Haney and Lomachenko, and so many others. This is the big one. This is the one we've been asking for about 5 years now. And I liken it to a roller coaster. You're going up the hill, and the fight gets announced. And then they have their first press conference. And then they have, we're here in Vegas. Then they have another press conference. Then the weigh-in, and you're at a crescendo. That's where I feel like we're at right now. Like, now we're finally gonna get here on fight day, and we're actually gonna figure out who's gonna win. It's a drug. This sport is a drug, and I want more of it.
The ring walks tomorrow are gonna be insane. Insanity. I'm afraid Dan's actually, his head might blow up during the ring walk. Dan might not even make the fight. That's how excited he's been. So, I can't wait for tomorrow. I woke up this morning, and I was like, man, I'm like, we're a day away. And I got extra excited again. I'm like, there's no more excitement left. I keep getting more excited.
the tank is empty on excitement.
But I keep reaching new levels, because that's what this fight's like.
Well, with Tank Ryan, it was my first time out in Vegas in a while. It was also like a fight different than this one. It was more of like a social media fight. It was more of a different type of buzz.
But it had a big vibe.
It did have big vibes, but yeah. I had to like control myself better for this one. That one you saw me. I was 100 on Thursday.
Right.
For here, I was like, all right, I'm gonna build my own crescendo.
Yeah.
And now I'm 13. I'm 13 now. You gotta be 14 then.
Yeah, I guess I'm going up.
Upping the ante.
You've been around a lot of big fights, but I guess not in this capacity, not this close. I've been in these big fights, so like it's a little different for me, but yeah, no, this is a big one, man.
been in a big fight. Ooh. Chris Algieri.
This is why you bring on the fighter.
Fought Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, I have been to a few. Mayweather McGregor, Mayweather Pacquiao, Mayweather Cotto.
This is different. This is different. You're in a different capacity.
This is different because it's a true 50-50 fight. I'm asking everyone in the crowd, the streets, Vegas, here in the media tent, who you picking? So split. And I thought you made a good point about basically who you're picking is
who you like. It's who you like better. At this point, it's that kind of fight. It's so 50-50. It's a true pick'em fight. I know we say that a lot. We throw that around a lot. It's not true. When we say fights are pick'em, they're really not. This one actually is. So at this point, if you're picking one guy over the other, you're just being loyal to a team at that point. You're just picking a guy because you like him.
Yeah, I do like some of the odds on DraftKings right now. Crawford by decision, plus 180. There's a Crawford stoppage round 7 through 12. For like plus 450. Spence is the underdog. There's value there. It's a very good fight in terms of betting. And you want to do that with DraftKings. We'll have our official picks. We've been teasing them. We're not going to say it yet. It's going to happen after Thurman. Where Chris will give his pick.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I haven't asked him yet.
No, it's true.
Like when Chris tells
Nobody
me,
knows.
It would be my. That's that would be the thumbnail.
I've been getting asked by everyone so much, and I'm like, you gotta listen to Inside Boxing Live. It's the first and only place you're gonna hear it. So
we at CompuBox have rolled out a new metric, combinations.
Very cool.
Shout out to Bob Canobio. The second most combinations thrown of any active fighter, three punches or more, is Errol Spence.
Yep.
17. The number one guy is 20 combinations thrown around. That's Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez. So, and Crawford throws 9 combinations around. So these are things you know. If you're a fight fan, you know that Spence puts together his punches and Crawford throws his punches one at a time. But the thing is Crawford is like only like 1.9% on the accuracy difference. So that just shows you right there what type of fight that we're going to see on Saturday night. The combination punching of Spence and the maybe one at a time, two at a time precision of Crawford. That's a little interesting nugget there if you're looking to bet on this fight using some stats.
Well, that's one of my points that I've been making throughout. It's like, if Crawford can't hurt Spence, how does he really have a path to win? You know, if he's not going to be as busy, you know, he is a bit of a slow starter early on. Errol can start slow, but he still banks the rounds early because he's just busier. You know, so yeah, it's really going to come down to if Crawford can hurt Spence or not.
All right, folks, let's throw it over to Keith for one time Thurman for one of the biggest hype interviews you'll ever get on the other side. We'll give our predictions. All right, we're joined right now by Keith one time Thurman, former champ, two former champs. Algeria has finally made it into Vegas. I love this. This is two champions, two fighters, one regular old Joe here. So I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but Keith, how are you, my friend?
Great, man. Happy to be here. Fight week, hype week.
There we go. No one better to hype up a big fight than Keith one time Thurman. I heard you doing an interview over our shoulder, a lot of poetry. I heard some singing. Just a Keith Thurman interview.
That part. This man different sometimes, you know. I just love life, man. I'm just in a great spot, you know. I mean, I could be sad. I could be shedding tears, and I could be woe is me and with my fight, and I need to fight too. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. They can't forget about me, all right? I'm different. I bring so much action, so much entertainment into the ring. Sometimes it just don't happen the way you want it to happen. It don't happen on your timelines. I've had so many different things in my career, and that's just my story. Those are just my struggles. And, you know, there's not a challenge that can't be overcome. I was born a champion, I'm a die champion. You know, with life, you know, I just have this positive outlook now, and I'm just looking forward to what's to come. Right. You know, I'm gonna get back in the ring. We're working on the fine print. There's nothing to really talk about till it's signed. I'm tired of all these fake articles. You know what I'm saying? Thurman's gonna come out. I'm gonna announce my next fight to the fans. I'm gonna hype it up from day one once I get the green light, and it's gonna be something great within the welterweight division.
Good. We need you back. I mean, and with the fight that we have this weekend, two guys that you could potentially see yourself in,
for sure,
in the ring with as well. Let's get into the fight a little bit.
Yeah. Right? What are you seeing in this? I mean, you're a student of the game. You've seen both guys plenty. I think we've all seen both guys plenty. What are you seeing in this fight, man?
I mean, so I'm gonna go back. You know, I'm gonna go back to the amateurs, right?
Okay.
You know, you're looking at these fighters been great since they were young, okay? just like me. Crawford, Spence, and I, we weren't really the same generation. He was in the 12 Olympics. He went over there. 08 China Games. That was me and Bud Crawford, you know. And I could drop a whole Danny Garcia, Danny Jacobs, you know what I'm saying? Deontay Wilder. I got a list of people that have entertained the sport of boxing for a long time. They're like, every time I see their face, it's like a high school reunion. We grew up together.
Right.
We were all in the same tournaments together.
It's like teams. Like boxing doesn't have teams, but they have classes.
It's like, yes. It's a class. Yes. Like, yeah. Like I said,
the guys
like,
you came
like,
up with.
Like a year.
Yeah,
a year.
Exactly.
I come from that 08 generation, you know? And Bud does too. You know, he was not Olympian. He was like me. He fell short at the Olympic trials, you know? But ever since we were young, we competed with the best of the best. And so from my analytical, my throwback standpoint, this is like the finals of a national tournament.
Right.
You know? I tell people, I was a 7-time national champion, but Keith Thurman didn't go to 7 nationals. You know? Back in the amateurs, you know you couldn't protect your record. You just had to fight in all these tournaments. You had to fight the best. So depending on how your camp was and where you were in life and your stage and your skill set, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, you know? And in the pros, we get to really hone our skills. And I really love looking back at the growth that I see from Terrence Crawford, right? Terrence Crawford in my generation, I think he was like a 132-pounder back then. I was 152. There was a 20-pound difference, you know? But he really, he dominated 140, you know? And he's moved up, and he's beating everybody they put in front of him at 147. Now we can argue he does not have the resume of Spence at 147. This is true. But like I said, these boys been bad since they was children. Okay?
That's what makes it really hard to pick. Right? It makes it so hard to pick because we've never seen either guy like hurt. We've never seen any guy like stagger. We've always seen them like poised, powerful, knocking guys out. The best of the best. It's like hard for this generation of fight fans to like try to make a pick because we're so used to not 50-50 fights.
It's like cookie cutter perfection, you know what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes there's a bad cookie in the cookie jar, you know what I'm saying? Who's gonna show up? Like when I look back at my fight against Pacquiao, right? Did Keith Thurman get defeated or did Keith Thurman fall short of his own greatness?
Another man that fought Pacquiao.
So when you there's only one opponent, Bruce Lee, it's yourself, you know? And at this level, it's like that. Styles makes fights. The one thing I like is, you know, I'm salty. I've been a welterweight. I've been wanting to see these boys in the ring. And the WBC was pushing the mandate on Spence, and somehow, politics don't work. I don't even know. They work in your favor, they don't work in your favor. That's why they're really poly tricks, right? Politics and poly tricks.
Poly tricks.
At the end of the day, Spence, the one thing I love about this matchup is I've always wanted to know, is he really the truth? You know? The truth is you know, quantum physics and all these things, string theory. The truth, it sounds more theoretical. You gotta test it like a science project. And I've always wanted to see Spence tested in a specific way that till this day, it has not been brought to the table till now. So what does, and I believe I could bring the same dilemma to him. This is why I wanted to test to know if he's the truth. And it's that Errol Spence Jr. has never fought an athletic boxer, right? With true athleticism, with also who can punch, right? The athlete, stick and move, get out of trouble, and then hit you with a boom, 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 right?
It's Crawford.
Crawford.
That's Crawford to a T.
He's capable. He's capable of doing that. So theoretically, this is a test. I was hoping that I could give him this test, but this is a test nonetheless for the whole world to see, to figure out, are you the truth?
Love that.
He's dominated. He's done so much. We almost don't have a reason to doubt, but yet it's human nature. We always ask, what if this, what if that? And tomorrow for both fighters is a tremendous what if moment.
beautiful.
Is this one of those fights where I feel like this. I switch who I think's going to win all the time. I think it's going to be Crawford one week. I think it's going to win. Are you like that as well, or are you more like, no, I just got to see who's going to show up, who's going to fight their fight?
Yeah, you know, this is what I've been telling everybody on this fight, because it really is a pick'em fight, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I've been telling everybody. If you're not a bookie, it's not your job. If you're not coming out of pocket, you don't need to know who's going to win.
I gamble a lot.
You know, then you need to pick our brains
DraftKings
a little bit
more. DraftKings pays my bills, they pay my rent.
You need to pick our brains a little bit more. Yeah. And then put
Chris
put
gives
in
me insights on who to pick.
Yeah. But
he hasn't given his pick yet. He's going to give his pick later in this show.
Okay.
But I feel like you're leaning Crawford.
So, this is the
fun
part.
Opposite.
You felt the opposite?
I thought he was leaning Spence.
Well, him and Spence got a history. Right?
So I like to be unbiased, right?
That's what I like to hear.
I can hate you. I can like you. I can semi-like you, right? I can like you to the face and talk junk in your back, right? It doesn't matter when I put my analytical cap on, right? Yeah. That's why Keith Thurman talks in third person, okay? Some
Keith
people
Thurman,
wonder why I do that, right?
Keith Thurman referencing that he's talking in third person, that's blowing my mind. That's like fifth
we're breaking the fourth wall here.
Multi-dimensions are manifesting tonight.
Oh, my God.
You know? So we talk about how it's a pick-em fight. The barbershops have been arguing for weeks leading up to tomorrow
months,
night.
Right.
Okay?
And you're going to the barbershop now.
Weeks, a year. Mm-hmm. They've been, you know, I was supposed to go before I came out here, but, you know.
It's looking good, bro.
It needs a touch-up, but it's okay.
My
wife's at home. She don't want me looking pretty for nobody out here, okay?
Yes.
So, look.
I feel that.
At the end of the day, this is what I've been telling people this week. Have you ever just watched an athlete and you say, you know what, this guy doesn't really do anything special, but that's what makes him special?
Yeah, a lot of things good, not great.
And that's what I see when I see Spence. Mm. You know, he's not the switch hitter. There's nothing real fancy. When you want to try to compare him, it's like, you know, comparing a dove to a peacock. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Crawford just looks all flashy and beautiful, all these different dimensions, lefty, righty, 140 dominating, 147. He's done so much. He's going to do so much more. Maybe, maybe not. And if somebody can stop him, it's fighters like Errol Spence Jr.
Deliberate.
You know?
Yeah.
But reverse that.
Flip it in reverse.
If anybody can test Crawford in a way he's yet to be tested, Spence,
yep,
in a way that he's never been tested, it is fighters like Thurman, Crawford, okay? It is a fighter just like Crawford, okay? And that's what just makes it so hard, you know? But like I said, to this day, that simple formula that he's brought to the table, you know, they say that great minds can explain things in a very simple fashion, right? And that's how you get E equals MC squared from one of the greatest minds of history, okay?
Oh, Einstein.
That's right, you know? So one of the most complex equations to bring in all the physics, yet it's so simple and so profound. That's what I see when I look at Errol Spence Jr. Simple,
but
profound.
You're spitting right now, bro.
Okay. Crawford, it's just fun. It's you want to be in his corner.
Yeah.
You want to be like, yeah, show him this and show him that.
Yeah.
And hit him with the left uppercut and hit him with the right uppercut. And, you know, you're too fast for him, champ. You're too fast. I do think that Crawford brings a lot to the table, a lot of tools.
Mm.
But sometimes there's a reason why my name is One Time, you know. All you need is that simple formula to be great. And it just makes this whole thing a big, big political debate. Just put him in the ring right now. Put him in the ring. Let him fight. I want this guy to get a black eye. I want that guy to take the body shot. And I want it to go a few extra rounds. And then I want someone to fall down.
Yes.
Okay? I want to see these men get hurt. Okay? I want to see somebody shook. I want to see someone up against the ropes. I want to see it all.
Yes.
We want to see it all. That's why the fans, that's why they drool. That's why they're just
salivating.
I can't get the words out of my mouth. Yeah. My brain is having brain fuzz. It's twitching. But we want to see greatness, and we are going to see greatness. And Alex, if you are putting bets up against your friends, You know, Lex, if you're a bookie, just shut up, sit down, and enjoy the show.
I like that.
History in the making, undisputed welterweight champions. Tomorrow night, it's happening.
We end there. Keith one time Thurman.
Thank you, guys.
A preacher and a fighter.
Oh.
Wow. Keith one time Thurman, preacher, philosopher, motivator, scientist, astrophysicist.
Yeah, I was going to say quantum
fighter,
mechanics, physics, string theory, all of it.
I saw tears in his eyes at one point. I mean, that was a wild ride.
That was, Keith has never been one who was at a loss for words, but I think he reached the next level on that interview.
I like that he's so amped for this fight. Obviously,
yeah, true.
If you don't know the history between him and Spence does not like Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman knows that. Spence went out of his way not to fight him when he could have numerous times. Doesn't want to give him a payday. He says he's corny. I like Keith Thurman. But Keith wasn't going to stop that from giving like a good pick for this fight. He didn't really give us a pick, but I think he's leaning Crawford.
No, I mean, it was funny because when you said that, I thought it was the other opposite. I thought he was leaning Spence. It's just that.
That type of fight?
That's that type of fight, but it also has the way that Keith Thurman was talking.
That was like a real good test of my attention span.
Right, right.
Because he was spitting. And I had to really lock in. But hopefully we see him back in the ring. He says he wants to fight at 147. Says he's got a fight lined up. There's boots out there. We see what happens with this fight. I think there'll be a rematch, Spencer Crawford, no matter how it plays out.
I do too. But I think Thurman is going to fight one, if not both of these guys at some point.
At 154?
Probably. I mean, Crawford, it would make sense for him. I don't think Crawford's going to need to move up. He's only going to move up because Spence is going to force him to.
Right.
For the rematch. But I could see Thurman and Crawford at 47. I could see Crawford, Thurman going up to 54 for Spence. And those fights make sense. I could also see him against Boots Ennis.
Yep.
That's another big fight that's out there and would make a lot of sense. But yeah, Thurman, you know, even though he's been so inactive, there's still a demand for him because of what he's done. He beat both Danny and Sean Porter.
He's got to get in the ring, though. He's got to look good. Easier said than done. This is all about Spencer Crawford, though. It's time, folks. Drum roll. Here we go. Our official predictions. I will go first. I will be the Spence of this. His name is above Crawford's. On the A side. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I will go with, I've been going back and forth. I've told you that I have a future bet on Spence. I'm looking at the numbers, going through them. Obviously, Spence throws the most punches of any welterweight. Crawford is the most accurate. Crawford has a 10-fight knockout streak right now. He's not stopped everyone at welterweight. He looks great. Highlight reel knockouts. Spence, on the other hand, is the Terminator. Chris, you told me he has an exoskeleton. Now this stuck with me since the moment you said it, because I've never heard a fighter be described as such. With that being said, I am choosing Terrence Bud Crawford. By decision.
Look at that.
You can get those odds at plus 180.
Tweet it.
Chris?
I'm going Spence.
Wow.
I got Spence. What you just said, by decision. But I think... Like we mentioned, the exoskeleton, whatever. But the ability, it's going to come down to if Terrence can hurt him. I don't know if he's going to be able to. And I don't see him getting a decision. That's another thing. When I'm thinking, just using my brain about it, you know, the A side, whatever, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be really difficult for Terrence to get a decision.
So not only is it a battle of welterweight supremacy, one of the best fights in the last 20, 30 years, we're going to figure out who's the best of welterweight. It's a battle between inside boxing men.
Chris, as usual,
is riding with Spence. I am riding with Crawford. Thank you for riding with us. The next time you see us will be after the fight. When we break it all down, I will be the winner. Terrence Crawford will be the winner.
We'll see.
We'll see you there,
folks.
Thank you so much for following all week long. We got so much more coming. Remember, folks, protect yourselves at all times. Keep your hands up at all times. Stay out of those DMs, especially in Vegas. We're out.